The AIDS crisis continues to decimate South Africa. Hardest hit is the southeastern province of KwaZulu-Natal, where an estimated 40% of all deaths are attributed to AIDS. In the provincial capital, Durban, around 500 young adults are dying of AIDS each day. The skyrocketing death rate has been a boon to the country's funeral industry, but some unscrupulous undertakers are taking advantage of grieving families. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Durban.
The family of Patrick M. Twemba joins in the singing at his funeral service. But when this day began, Twemba's relatives doubted there would be any funeral at all. Twemba's body had been hijacked from the morgue by one of legions of unlicensed undertakers operating in Durban. The undertaker was demanding about $200 before he would release Twemba's body to his family. The exploding death rate has attracted hundreds of people to the funeral industry, including many who had no jobs before and who have no training or experience in the handling of corpses. Dr. Peter Brunk heads a German-funded nonprofit organization created last year to help with the burial of poverty-stricken South Africans who die of AIDS. His organization donated the coffin and paid the ransom for Twemba's body. Brunk says this problem of fly-by-night undertakers has gotten out of hand.
On each corner you find one. They own a car and they own a cell phone. And then they go to find the bodies, to buy the bodies, and buy a coffin for some rent, try to sell it for as much as you can get out of it. That means 15 times, 20 times, 30 times as much as you paid for the coffin.
The new operators often can be found outside government morgues and hospitals on the lookout for grieving families, whose women often can be identified by the distinctive mourning shawls they wear. Many of these families are illiterate, and observers say they are often tricked by unscrupulous undertakers into signing documents that allow them to retrieve their relatives' bodies from the morgue. The undertakers are also taking advantage of corrupt local officials, paying them about $50 to hand over bodies. Reverend Wilbard Zindele says that's how Patrick Twemba's body wound up in the back of a garage of a mechanic who decided to take up undertaking.
The police here, they are involved in it because they are paying them for the body. I know that. Even in the hospitals, they have a deal with it. We don't know where to go, what steps we can take. I don't know which door to knock.
But how long will our poor people suffer?
Aubrey Stinger operates the funeral home established by the German nonprofit group. He points to pictures he has taken of bodies stacked like cordwood in the backyards and garages of unlicensed undertakers.
They just stack bodies into a room. That's what they look like. Can you imagine finding your wife's body in there? I've seen with my eyes a house appliances fan standing on the floor cooling the bodies down.
Not all the newcomers to the funeral industry are unlicensed and uncaring. Joshua Mathlathlela opened his funeral service after returning from the U.S. 3 years ago with a college degree in mortuary science. Mathlathlela condemns the illegal operators, but he says many jobless, poverty-stricken people are just seizing on gruesome opportunities presented by AIDS. He thinks the problem is only likely to get worse.
So how do you stop it? As long as the black man is unemployed, as long as we don't push up our economic growth in this country, you're going to have them.
The most serious consequence of the AIDS death rate may not lie in the exploitation of grieving families, bad as that is. Most poor survivors of AIDS victims just bury them in their backyards, officials say, often in the water table. Those diseased bodies, they say, will increasingly filter into people's drinking water, causing pandemics of every infectious disease imaginable. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Durban.